It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text to 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Famitabulous Seafood Shed with a beautiful new oyster bar.
Yeah.
And hey, and Dixie beer on draft. What you talking about?
You think they're over there tying the alligator up so it doesn't get blown away or anything?
They put some of them there. What do they call them there? Life jacket things.
Right, put him in life
jacket. They put three of them on him so he wouldn't float off.
Yeah.
I noticed the butane tank. I was over there today talking to Nick. I noticed the butane tank's got cables on it.
Yeah.
And it's got them big bars like on a mobile home where you tie and screw it down in the ground.
They got
the butane tank for emergency butane.
Yeah.
They got it tied down to the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course, we're joking about this, but we do have another storm.
Deja vu.
The Gulf Coast somewhere and between another Texas one. And, Panama City.
So somewhere on the fabulous Gulf Coast.
Yeah, somewhere on the northern Gulf Coast, which we happen to be right dead in the middle
of. In the middle of it, man. But, we're going, if it comes on the coast, we're going to get part of it on one side or the other.
Right. Just everybody be careful. Be ready.
And it's done another thing. It's screwed up the damn cruising the coast.
Yep.
Here we go again. You got it last year, too, didn't it?
I don't think it was last year.
That's right. I was down there.
Yeah.
And had to leave early because the weather was coming in.
Uh-huh.
I go, man, come on. But, this is a once-a-year deal. And you're going to see everything on the coast.
Yeah. It's. I actually rode over there yesterday, just looking around, and getting set up.
Already?
It started yesterday, but really doesn't kick off well till today. But there was a lot of people over there setting up, getting ready. From what I understand, they're probably going to cut it off somewhere Wednesday or Thursday morning. Send everybody home so they're not, out
if
there on the
coast. If anybody's left.
Well, anybody with any sense knows they need to leave.
Right, yeah.
Because, when you go down there cruising the coast, they're literally on the coast. You're 20 foot from the water. So.
Yeah, if the big wave comes in, it's going to splash up on the Highway 90. Yeah,
and if you have any doubts, if you're cruising down Highway 90 and you look off to the north just a little bit, and you see all these little open lots, they used to have houses on them.
There were houses there back in my day.
Yeah,
yours too, I guess earlier.
And mine, I remember them there being there too. So, that just gives you an idea of how bad it gets down there for sure.
Isn't that the truth?
I don't know. We don't need no more storms, but I guess we don't have a choice in the matter. So.
Right. But, that's part of our finesse of living and the way we live on the coast is the fact that we love the coast. We love to be by the sea. We love to be able to go out and fish. We love to take our boats out and go fishing and go out boat riding and sea doing and what have you, And we like to go out on the wharfs. Mm-hmm. When the storm leaves them, or we can fish off of them.
When there's still one there?
Yeah, like at one of the Gulf Shores. They just about had it finished, and now they got to go back and work on another 6 months.
Rebuild them.
Oh, yeah. But they build those things where the water is going to come in and raise up under it, and the strength of that wave, that's what took out our bridge originally down to Dolphin Island.
Right.
It lifted up those, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of concrete slabs it was sitting up on those pilings.
Right.
Well, the water raised up, and lifted those suckers up and floated them off.
Yeah.
Well, same thing happens to our piers.
Yep.
It raises the wood, blows wood out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And most people won't use screws because they don't want to destroy the whole wharf.
Right.
They just put nails in it, and then it'll peel the nails out. And then you go along the beach, pick up your lumber, put it on a, you know, a four-wheeler and a trailer, right. Haul it back, knock the nails out, and reassemble it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. You know, it's there's a couple, you know, trains of thought on that. A lot of people build them really high, which makes them very annoying to fish off of and get boats tied to and all that. Or you can build them really low to where they get flooded quickly. And the wave action doesn't get under there and beat the boards
off
of them.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a couple trains of thought there. You know,
but you're not going to, if you put it above the water level and the waves start coming in with any kind of power, you're not going to build anything that will stay there.
Right.
You know, it's going to take it out.
Water is incredibly powerful.
Oh, yes. You know, oh, yes.
You'd be amazed what you can do.
Well, you got to realize how much that water weighs coming in like that. I mean, what is a gallon of water? 7.5 pounds or
about,
something?
Yeah, 7 or so.
Seven and a half pounds or something like that. A gallon of gas is, what, 7.25, 7.5, 8 pounds?
Nah, not quite that heavy. It's 6-something on
it's
gas.
680, it's 6.8 or something. Yeah. But water's heavier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, you know, than gas, but then you get that force of all of that wall of water.
Yeah.
And all that. Hell no, you ain't. They hadn't built nothing to stop that. You know,
you ain't
come on.
Stop it. And by any means.
No, it's not. Yeah. Now, we're sitting here talking about cruising the coast. We're expecting Nick to call in now at any time from over at Ed's Seafood Shed. But considering cruising the coast, I'm sure there's some of you car guys out there that are going to the coast anyway. These next 3 or 4 days. If you want to, give us a call. Tell us what you're going to do, what kind of vehicle you're taking down there, and what you expect to see. And here at 343-01.
It's 343-0106.
You know, I hadn't said that so long. I forgot. Only been doing it for 40 years. I mean, what the hell?
I kind of took that away from you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
That's all right. But we're going over there tomorrow, and my little group are taking I'm taking my 55 Chevrolet 64 Corvette, and
that's Tommy's.
Tommy
Pressler.
Yeah, Tommy's Corvette.
Great guy. Yeah,
beautiful car. And
Dino Don going?
Don's already over there.
Okay, what did he take?
He's got his 32 Ford Coupe.
Oh, the Coupe. Well, now, yeah, didn't that make some kind of national magazine or something?
It was one of the top 100.
That's strong.
In the country here.
In the country?
2 years ago, I think.
Oh, my God. But
beautiful car. Absolutely beautiful
car. How many thousands did that add to the net worth of the automobile?
Probably not enough because he still has it.
Oh, okay.
Because he will sell something. You know that.
Yeah, but I just figured if he wanted 60 for it, that it went up to 65 or 70.
It was, I think he was asking somewhere in the 80s on that car.
But, oh, my Lord. Yeah, but when you have a national magazine – you know, with the car featured in it, that's unbelievable. I was there when that guy came over.
Yeah.
A couple, two, 3 years ago, and that was one of the top 10.
It was one of the top 10 at cruising the coast last year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It beautiful car, absolutely.
Oh,
beautiful.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. You worked on that car some, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I helped him put the motor in it.
Okay.
But he had some issues with the motor that they originally put in it, and we decided to change it out and just bypass that issue.
So, what did y'all wind up putting in it?
It was a little GM crate motor. It was just a fairly mild motor. We changed the camshaft. Yeah. We just changed the camshaft, give it a little rumble to it.
Automatic transmission?
Oh, yeah. Turbo 350 transmission.
Okay.
8-inch forward rear end under it.
8-inch forward rear end.
Yeah. All chrome front suspension. Woo. All that. It's really, really pretty car. Top notch, you know.
Well, knowing the way he painted stuff,
which he had it painted. Well, part of it was painted when he got it, and he had the rest of it painted here local, and it turned out just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it is. You can see yourself in the paint. It's deep, you know.
Yeah.
What is that, a base coat clear coat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and it's one of those deals where you block sand it after every coat of primer, then they base coated it and block sanded it that, and then cleared it, block sand, and then buffed and all. So we do have a caller online, but I think we're getting close to our break here. But then go ahead and bring him on, and let's see who it is. Caller, are you with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. All right. I got a 2016 Ford pickup and the automatic headlight system. It's got a little, something happened to it. I couldn't leave it on. I just have to cut everything all the way off.
Yep. Okay. We're actually running up to our break here. If you'll hang on, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks, sir.
All right, hang on. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And we got some texts I'm going to get to here in just a minute. And we have a caller online that has a 2016, I think you said, Ford pickup that has some automatic headlight issues.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I have to turn the switch all the way off. The automatic light headlight system, it just don't work anymore.
Yeah. You don't happen to have anything laying up on top of the dashboard, do you?
Well, and
yeah,
why do I keep a towel laying up there?
Yeah, that's probably why. Because you actually have in the center of that dashboard, there's a little sensor eye, and what it's looking for is that sun coming in to help those headlights turn on and off. And with that towel laying up there, it thinks it's dark out all the time, so it's going to have your automatic headlights on all the time.
Well, I've already kept it there. Kept a towel laying all the way across from one side to the other. I've had it since I got it new.
Yeah, and it may have slid up a little closer to the windshield or something. But if you'll slide it back and look at it, you should be able to see like a little domed sensor right there on the dash, and that can't be covered up because it's got to be able to see the sun. So. But move the towel and see if that makes a difference. But I'm willing to bet it probably will.
Well, I sure thank you. That sure would be an easy way to fix it.
Well, yeah. That'd be cheap.
And trust me, you are not the first one to run in that have that issue because I see it all the time. But
well, thank you, sir. God bless. I have a good one. I listen to you just about every Monday night, and I appreciate it. I've learned a lot of stuff, and listen to you and Mr. Tom.
There you go. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening and calling in. That's what we're here for.
Thank you, sir.
I can't imagine y'all just giving y'all time and sitting up there telling us what's wrong with our meeting because we're not getting paid for it.
Well, you got to like it or you damn sure don't need to be here.
You're right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a blessed one. Thank you.
I think we got Nick online. Nick, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
We have a question. Deja vu. Yeah. Are you ready for another damn hurricane?
No. I'm never ready for another hurricane. If I never saw another hurricane again, it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
It would be too soon.
It might fill up your new swimming pool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, right. You're lucky it would be all salt water and you don't
yeah.
And you're allergic to it or something.
Hey, I just want to say I was listening in on that guy calling in and that was pretty cool. I would have never even he's like, yeah, a towel. You got something laying up there? That was freaking really cool.
Yeah. But you know there is a sensor up there.
Yep.
I believe it.
You know, I noticed on mine, I go to my front door and open my door, and I look out at my car at night, and I see this little red light blinking on top of my dash, and I'm going like, okay, that's working.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's a sensor for the headlight system.
That's many years of chasing.
You guys are doing car 101. I do restaurant 101, but I mean that was pretty cool.
Yep. Well, tell us, man, what's happening over at the Big Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed?
Man, Ed's has got so much stuff going on. I'm just juggling a circus. We we started doing breakfast every morning, and that seems to really, really, really be kicking off, especially on weekends.
Yeah.
But we're doing breakfast from 8:30 to 10:30 every day, and 11 on weekends. And it's true breakfast; it's not brunch.
Right.
And then with the sunsets happening right now and the open air seating, and I've added an additional 50-inch TV out there. People are coming to watch football. We got the oyster bar, with the local oysters. And the 31-foot bar, it's really a cool happening of just kind of, the perfect storm. And I hate to say the word storm.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, listen, on that back porch there, when you got the new 50-inch TV, can the guys get, like a plate of wings and some draft beer or something out there?
Well, they can get draft beer. I do grilled chicken over there. And I use the best piece of chicken, grilled thigh meat, and then we top it with a white barbecue sauce. But we've got all that menu has such a broad base. It's you can get grits, gumbo, you can get fried shrimp. We a ton of grilled food.
Right, right.
It's just a really I worked in the sports grill business for 25 years with Baumhauer, and I'm looking at this out there, and I'm looking at the porch, and I'm going, man, what a cool venue to watch a football game on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. But that was neat today because I was ordering I'm a shrimp nut, and I was eating some shrimp, and she said fried or grilled, and I went like, a lot of people don't ask you that,
We're actually, people think that Ed's is a fry house. I would say we're a 50-50. 50 fried to grilled, and just combinations of just, a wide variety of things. I mean, we sell a ton of steak there. We do New York strip. We do the grilled chicken bowl. And tons of tacos, the street tacos that we're doing. We broadened the basis of what we do with the menu by doing grilled street corn as specials and, the grits, greens, and gumbo, they're all the mainstays of, especially with the weather fixing to change and be a little cold.
Right.
We do actually instead of a tailgate wing party, we're doing a gumbo party. You can get a gallon of gumbo, you can get grits with it and fried cornbread and have a great party.
Oh, my goodness.
Give us a little notice.
Yeah. It's neat. One of the things that I got one of those bowl breakfasts the other day. And it had a fried egg in it. It had a piece of fried chicken. And tell me about those rolls that are in there.
They're biscuits. But what I'm doing is I'm using it instead of doing like a wet biscuit or rolling it out with a ice cream scoop or doing it with a dry mix. We actually cut them out. I do them almost in muffin pans, so they rise
real high.
And then we take butter, and we freeze the butter, and we grate it, and we put it into the flour mix, so it's a real buttery biscuit.
Unbelievable.
And then, the biscuit gravy, we do heavy cream, Kaneka sausage, a little bit of
Head gravy and all in there, too, white gravy with that cheese biscuit. Ooh, man, is a meal.
Fat-free,
Yeah, that's a meal, though.
Well, the breakfast, people that eat breakfasts that are eating out, they expect big and bold. And
right.
So all those meals are big and bold and very flavorful. We've got the Battleship Bowl, where it's got Kaneka sausage, bacon, a little hot sauce over grits with egg.
Right.
Oh, it's delicious.
Hey, the general's coming to get some of that. We were talking about that.
I named that bowl after the day that I heard you guys on the radio.
Right.
And I said, I need to do something
for the battleship.
About the battleship.
The general said she's coming to get one of those battleship bowls, and she's going to bill it to me. I said, don't worry about it, general. you handle it. I said, Nick will take care of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then the Oyster Bar is doing really good with the local oysters and doing what we do there. And Sunday breakfast has just been crazy. And it was crazy to watch people wanting to come and sit outside and watch football.
Oh, it is.
I wouldn't have thought.
Well, one another thing that I noticed that you guys are starting to have some meetings over there, and you're generating some places for, like, 15, 20, 25 people.
They can make a reservation. Ed's is kind of known for that. We're going to see them in tables of 10. So if they want 20, they're going to get two tables. We're going to continue to work safe.
Right.
We're going to work safe. That's what we do, but we're going to continue to work safe even if after they say, loosen up, this many seats.
I figured that was coming.
We're going to continue to use best practices to keep everybody healthy.
Right, right. And, that's inevitable, Nick, from now on. We're all going to be hand-cleaning crazy. We're going to see a lot of people won't go anywhere without a mask for the rest of their lives. Our world as we knew it back prior to this year has totally changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this year has been a tough one, from the COVID to the losing a lot of great family members people just leaving us, and it's just been tough. But we have the greatest business in the world, the restaurant business, that we get to break bread and make new friends. And usually when people are eating, it's a happy place.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And it's good. It's good. And Ed's is a happy place to go have a happy time.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where I met you guys, you, Cal, and everybody else. And I love making new friends through food.
Right.
When you get to break bread, regardless of the situation, yep, everybody feels, a little bit better.
Well, we appreciate you being on with us tonight. We appreciate you helping with the show. And I'm really enthused over the personnel that you've got at the restaurant. Those people are doing a good job.
They're good folks, man. We can't do it without them, and I'm privileged to have such a great staff in all of our restaurants. And I'll make sure I won't put a towel on my dash for sure tonight.
Okay. All right, Nick, from the Fantabulous Ed's Seafood Shed.
Y'all have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you, buddy.
So, like, it's time for us to take another break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Don't seem like a whole lot after 30 years of driving down the interstate, but Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife, and after tonight she'll no longer be counting the days. 18
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Speaking of text, I guess I need to get some of them here. Is there a way that the dashboard light color can be changed on a vehicle? My dash has this butt ugly, irritating orange color all over it with the gauges, the radio, air condition, everything. Some cars have a selectable backlighting, but that's kind of a very few. You'd have to check your owner's manual for that, but if it's a later model vehicle, there's really not much you can do about it because all that stuff is built into the components. If it's a earlier model, say somewhere in the 90s and back, maybe even early 2000s, some of them have bulbs that you could go in and change.
You got to disassemble them.
But you got to disassemble the whole car just about.
I don't want to do that. I've been there.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. There's not a really good way to do it because each individual component has their own bulbs, and it's just you got to go in there and change every little bulb in there, and some of them are not to be had.
Well, is this later model stuff that we're currently seeing the last say 8 to 10 years, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't those like a printed circuit?
A lot of it is.
And printed circuit, so I mean, it's not well, something you can change.
Yeah, a lot of it's LEDs with right. that are printed into a circuit, and there's just no changing. I mean, if you got someone that's smart enough to go in there and, you know, take those LEDs out, put different color LEDs in there and ooh. All that, but you'd oh, spend yeah. a fortune to get there.
Yeah, you better find you a geek.
Unfortunately, that's you're kind of stuck with what you got. I mean, I know yeah. some of the Lincolns and that, and some of the top-end stuff, you can go in and it'll let you select colors and that kind of stuff, but there's not many cars around like that.
My eyes wouldn't handle that. So.
Yeah. So. Sorry, but... that's you kind of stuck with what you got there, but let's see, we got another one here. James from Tensaw, have a question. Uncle has a 2004 pickup. He tuned it up, put new coil packs on it, idled good. When he drove down the road, it didn't have any pickup power, and will cut off. The Ford dealer told him that a Cadillac
converter was stopped.
Yeah, probably a Cadillac converter was bad, and that's very possible.
Well, why was he changing all of those stuff? Was it running that bad?
Well, and that's my question.
Next question, yeah.
Did he tune it up because it was running bad right. to begin with? And one of the main things that kills a Cadillac converter is misfire. That's why when you run down the road and your vehicle starts missing, you'll see that check engine light start flashing at you.
Right.
Okay. When that check engine light's flashing at you, it's telling you you are in a catalyst damaging condition on that vehicle. Misfires, extreme fuel, like rich conditions and right. stuff like that.
And or the reverse.
Or extremely lean. Yeah, you can damage them. But it'll take that light and it'll start flashing at you, and that's telling you that you better either back out the throttle or get it pulled right. over or something, right. stop, get it towed. Yeah,
because yeah, you could really mess up your motor if you continue that.
Right. Well, you know, and heck, catalytic converter on some of these vehicles now costs almost as much as the motor does.
Ooh, yeah. I know. But, you know, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day that a catalytic converter is a lifetime component.
Right.
If everything works like it's supposed to on that mm-hmm. motor, then you will never have a problem with a catalytic converter.
Right.
It's set up with those O2 sensors at the front and rear to warn you that there's something wrong and it's receiving an erroneous signal and fuel mixture
right.
or lack of fuel mixture.
Right, right. You know, the rear O2s are basically a catalyst monitor.
Right.
You know,
to make sure
it's doing its part. It's taking the emissions out of the the exhaust stream.
Right.
So.
Well, in some states where you have all of these inspections and all of that, you better be listening to that signal too, because if they checked your emissions from your tailpipes.
Right.
And that catalytic converter wasn't working right,
mm-hmm.
then you're in trouble.
Right. Well, you know, and we're lucky here
amen.
In the state of Alabama to not have an emissions inspection station. I wish we had a safety station.
I'll go along with a safety deal.
I don't, yeah. Now, you can, I don't know, there's, you can go overboard on some of the emissions right. testing stuff, but
don't get Californiaitis.
Right, right.
I don't think that's a word, but they're sounding good anyway.
Should be,
yeah, well, should be a
know,
word.
And you know, I'm a hot rodder. I like performance vehicles and modifying stuff a little bit here and there. Nothing crazy, but you know, on the street. But you know, you can't change anything on these cars. In an emission state.
Right, right.
And get it to pass an emission test.
Right.
Totally. So you're kind of stuck, you know,
yep.
with what you got, you know.
And course, you can't even change the type of fuel that you're running.
You can't change fuel. You can't
right.
you can't change an air filter.
If that car comes and it's supposed to utilize the high priced or high octane,
fuel.
High test
yeah.
fuel, and you put the 87 in it,
mm-hmm.
And then you had to go take that test. You wouldn't pass the test.
Right, right.
So then they would give you a ticket.
Well, yeah, and well, or they won't give you a sticker.
To
buy you a tag for that year.
Until you go and get that fixed.
Yep, yep. So my son was in the same situation. He lives in Texas, and they are an emissions
state. Oh, they are?
And his car had a catalytic converter code, and we had to fix it so he could get a tag.
I'll be darned. So. Well, you know, I wish they would apply the insurance factor better than what they do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it so funny that, and I know I went off on another tangent, went off into a different area, but isn't it funny that people can go down and they get tags, and then they go out and they drive their cars, and then when they have a damn wreck, they never have insurance.
Right.
Hello? What are they doing with a tag?
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know, when the tag is assigned to a certain insurance, I thought, and we're going to get Nick Matranga on here and talk about that one day.
Right.
The license commissioner is, I thought that when you got your tag, you had to show the insurance.
Right.
And then they could go back to their computer and show your previous tag number and your name, and it should show what insurance you have.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you only paid it for a week or a month.
Well, see, but you got to have it. That's also supposed to pop up, and they will, and I've had them do it to me on a vehicle that I didn't drive very often. I had insurance on it. It was on my old tow vehicle.
Yeah.
And sat in the yard more than it did anything else. But, you know, sometime random in the middle of the year, I got a postcard saying you need to mail us proof of insurance, and where you've had proof of insurance the whole time.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Tagged.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they do that. Yeah.
I haven't had that happen in a while, but, you know, I've got
insurance. Well, I keep hearing people. I mean, every day you hear somebody that had a wreck and they had uninsured motors hit them.
Yep.
And our engineer sitting here is going, me. That happened to me, you know?
I had it happen pulling in my driveway. Got hit from behind.
Yeah.
Just no insurance on the vehicle. Yeah.
But when they don't, and the people don't have anything, then you're not going to get anything. I mean, you sue them. All you're going to do, if you get it, you know, if the court goes your way, you got to file it in the probate court.
Right.
Then they can't ever buy anything, a house or, you know, any kind of equipment or anything. But most of those people don't care. They wasn't going to buy a damn house no way.
Right. You know? Right.
They're going to live at my auntie's.
Yep.
Or with George, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, I have seen where people got a judgment against them and didn't want anything for a long time.
Right.
But eventually, they're going to want something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time.
I had a guy do me that way.
Yeah.
Owed me some money.
Yeah.
At my shop. Paycheck. Yeah.
Yeah. It may be 10 years down the road. But
it was. You it can, was 10 years. And, and the judge said he's got to pay 8%. You know, on it. And so when the guy called me 10 years later and he said, find out what I owe you. I said, what you got to do? You got to go buy something? Yeah, I want to buy some new lifts. And he said, I'm going to get them on a lease program. I said, okay. He said, well, find out what it is. I'll bring you a check. I said, oh, hell, you won't. I want cash Americans. I want Georgias.
Right. Yep.
Lay the Georgias up there on my counter. You bought them. Well, I said, you know, you are too.
Yep.
But I got my money.
Right.
And got my lawyer fee, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, but,
yeah, and you got to do what you got to do, you know. Yeah. But, you know, what we're running across more now than anything else is that people are insured, but they're underinsured.
Oh, yeah. Lord, yes.
Because the minimum insurance liability that you get nowadays is like $25,000.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can't fix a car for $25,000 now, hardly.
No, no. We had one of our people, you know, got hit with a vehicle, hit by a vehicle, and they hit another vehicle. Well, even though ours was hit first, their insurance company didn't have enough value to it to pay for both of them, so they paid for the cheaper one and left us holding on the other.
Really? They paid for the secondary rather than the primary?
Our insurance had to pay for the first one they got hit.
You know, they're supposed to pay for the first vehicle.
Yeah, Yeah. So it.
But what if there's three other vehicles hitting them, you know, in the
right,
back?
Right.
That you caused the wreck.
Exactly.
And then they're, so, you know, they're out there without insurance.
Yeah. Yep. I see we do have a caller, but we're coming to the end of our segment here, and if you'll hold on, we'll get back to you after this segment. I do have another text message. What would y'all value a small block Chevy Mickey Thompson aluminum cross ram intake at?
Ooh, that's old school.
That's old school intake, no doubt. I don't know. I mean, that'd be.
Be something somebody might want to use on a rebuild or a classic car.
Well, yeah, it would be something that'd be a retro build,
right?
You know,
put it on eBay.
Be a neat thing. I don't know what I'd price that.
What's the speed deal on the internet? Where you can buy used speed parts.
Oh, like racing junk, something
racing
like that.
Junk, yeah,
racingjunk.com. But
there you go.
Looks like we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Like
same three chords been helping us along when the story is told. Crowd is come and gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The Doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramco along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. Speaking of callers, Tom?
We do have a caller that's online here with us. Fabulous George, are you on board?
I'm on board, Tom. How are you guys?
We're fine. And for the benefit of our listeners out there, this is the George Williams.
Yeah, from many years at 106.5 with your point of view.
Right. You were on here for quite a few years, but now you're coming back tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I'll be coming under the name of the George Williams Show, which it will be my point of view then.
Be your point of view. Okay, yeah. Got tired of listening to everybody else, huh?
That's right.
Well, look, I mean, I know you're going to have some interesting guests. Who are you going to start with tomorrow night?
Well, at around 7:15, Coach Tuberville was running against that, Doug Jones. I don't even like to say his name.
So watch it now, watch it.
My first guy. Yeah, right. Yeah. And during the second half hour, it will be Jerry Carr, who's running for Congress.
The Jerry Carr, yes, sir.
The Jerry Carr, Commissioner Jerry Carr.
Well, you know, he's one of our members of the P.L. Wilson Tatchett Marine Corps League.
Yes.
And he has a son that's a Marine from, I think, Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant.
Right, yes.
Yeah,
he's a Marine just like you and I and some of the others.
Right. Some of us other dumb guys.
right.
Yeah.
That other misinformed Marine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, USMC, Uncle Sam's misguided children.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, when he came back to Mobile, he listened to the wrong people.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He listened to those Democratic, I call them Democrats, you know.
Democrats, and, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't normally hear a person with your speech talk about things like that, George.
Yes. I will be talking about all of it, how black lives don't matter in the urban cities.
Oh, black lives don't matter.
And Antifa and the accomplishments that our President Trump has done. And
okay.
So I'll be talking about all that.
Well, you know, it's kind of neat to have a guy that used to be the senior vice president of the Alabama Republican Party?
Yeah, for about, a number of years, I was the senior vice chairman of the Alabama.
Vice chairman, my bad, Party. Okay.
Yes, and I was in number two position. Then my children talked me back into returning to South Florida, and so I was gone for the last 2.5 years. And the moral of the story, Tom, is, never listen to your children about relocating.
Oh, about relocating? I know you sold your goat farm.
Yeah, but I, 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 I moved back. I'm on 21 acres, and
that's cool.
I bought me two baby cows, calves, if you want to call them. So
there you
I'm
go.
Starting back again.
Well, let me know when you start milking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get some fresh milk and some cheese.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to you tomorrow night, though, George.
Yeah. All right, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, looking forward to having you back on the air. And it's, the City of Mobile is going to be blessed with another opinion.
That is correct.
A different.
A lot of those liberals won't like my opinion, but tough.
That's tough. Oh, that's tough. Okay.
That's tough.
Well, I guess you got all your ammunition soaked in pig grease, so.
I'm a Vietnam U.S. Marine Corps 0311 vet, so you know I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you locked and loaded already on the firing line.
I'm a retired DEA special agent, so I'm ready.
You're packing. Okay, we'll go there.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
All right, George.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one tomorrow night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, guys. That's going to be an interesting show.
I can tell.
Oh, it was before. Hey, my man George, you don't care, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, let me run this one by you. He and Al Sharpton raised up together in Queens or wherever, Brooklyn or somewhere up there in New York. And he calls Al Sharpton the little preacher boy. Because he said he used to stand outside the barbershop, and when he was a kid, he'd preach. So Al Sharpton, he called him about 10 years ago. He said, George, you need to come to New York, man. He said, I want to hire you. He said, Al, what do you want to hire me for? He said, I want you to take over all my security and all. He said, Al, me and you ain't on the same page. I know we're friends. But we ain't on the same page. I can't work for you.
You know, he's got them, baby. He got a big pair of them.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good. Glad to have you back on 106.5. It's another viewpoint from another individual that's entitled to his viewpoint.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he comes, he comes loaded for bear.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Rock and roll. Lock and load already on the firing line, baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bring it on.
We had a good show.
Yep. You already taped it?
No, I mean, we had a good show.
Oh, before when you were doing it? Okay.
More of it now.
And you're going to do it tomorrow night, too. That'll be cool. Hey, it'll be exciting, and get Tuberville on.
Yeah, I ran board on his show the whole time.
There you go. And then we'll get Jerry Carl on. So that'll be interesting.
Yep. That'll be an interesting show for sure. Let's see here. We got a comment on our text line, and we got a few
minutes left.
Well,
it didn't say
it
about shut the hell up or anything.
No, not yet. No, I was waiting for that one, but
that hadn't come on yet.
No.
You guys need to chill out.
Yep. Let's see. Is Alabama an emissions state? If not, alter, baby, alter. We don't even have an inspection, and that's the thing is no, we're not an emissions state. So really, any modifications you want to do, and if your vehicle's either out of warranty or if you don't care if it goes out of warranty because you altered it.
Well, that's the thing. If you're under any kind of warranty, 50-year or 100,000-mile running gear, whatever, you go making alterations, then you're out of your warranty.
Right.
But otherwise, lock and load, just like
absolutely.
What we're talking about.
But, and I see it all the time with people that have made, what I call kind of innocent changes. They may have bought a million mile air filter, one of the K&N filters or something, thinking they're doing the right thing for their car. And honestly, something as simple as an air filter will change the way these things run. The mass airflow sensors are so sensitive, and it's not just measuring how much air is going by it anymore. It's also measuring the barometric pressure. It's measuring the humidity in the air.
All the above.
All that stuff, and it's a very sensitive piece.
It is unbelievable, the sensitivity of it.
Yeah, and today we have one that was running lean. It every once in a while it stumbled, didn't want to go. No other codes, but what I found, it, just the air box wasn't bolted down.
Really?
Completely. Two of the screws were tight, and the other two weren't.
So it was getting too much air.
Well, it let unfiltered air
Goodness.
By.
Okay. It can read unfiltered air?
Well, it'll read it. But it changed the way the air flowed. Yeah.
My
air filter's been missing.
My air filter to my brain has been missing.
Yeah. But what it does is it disrupts the airflow across it. It's expecting it to come across it in a certain way to measure it, and say if it's drawing air in from a different spot, it's not expecting. It changes the airflow going across it.
It's getting two readings.
And it doesn't. It has an estimated or calculated mass airflow. And it has an actual mass airflow, and if those two don't match, it can throw you in a tailspin. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. Sound like we've come up to the end of our show tonight. Had a great show. Thank everybody for calling.
Yep.
And stay safe there at the end of this week.
Yes. And we hope that we're back here next Monday and not all with all of our cars flooded.
Yeah, and hope the station's still here and all that.
Amen.
Stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So batting down the hatches again, guys.
Yep.
And to all of our vets and first responders out there, we thank you for all that you did. Hoorah. Feeling blue.